Hey, I'm Bridget Thumb, and this is Thesis Thursday on KXCI Tucson. Thesis Thursday is a program where we invite our friends from the University of Arizona to come on down to the radio station. We sit and chat a little bit about what they're working on in school. I ask them about their plans for the future, and we even talk a little bit about music. Joining me in the studio today is Ray Lee. Howdy, Ray.
Hi, Bridget.
So, you go to the U of A?
Yes, I do. I am going to be a senior. I am also an undergraduate researcher at Dr. Aspinwall's analytical chemistry lab.
What kinds of things do you analyze chemically?
It's usually just signals that we get from introducing different chemicals to cells and different molecules.
You watch what the proteins do?
Yeah. On a typical day, I'll usually be taking care of cells. At the same time, I will be introducing cells to a chemical that I've been working on, which is nitric oxide. Once these chemicals are introduced to the cells, afterwards, we take them out and we introduce glucose into them. Once they have glucose, the more glucose that they have, the brighter that they shine. And we see this using an instrument called PTI. Nitric oxide is actually one of the signaling molecules that our body produces for producing things such as insulin. It's also in our cancer pathways, which is one of the main reasons we are interested in this chemical. The cells that I work with are beta pancreatic cells. So they're the cells from our pancreas. And these guys, their main job is to produce insulin. The more glucose that we consume, the more insulin that they produce.
Ah, yes.
We measure how much insulin is produced by how much fluorescence that they give off or how bright they shine.
Oh, so it's like a little rave, little dance party in there.
It is actually. The cells are amazing because if you look at them in a cluster, they just shine bright, different spots like Christmas lights.
What kinds of things are you discovering?
Nitric oxide is used for cardiac patients right now as a vasodilator, which means that when their bloodstream gets a little bit constricted or blocked by certain things, we like to enlarge the blood veins, vessels. But these have also been shown to affect diabetic patients because they raise insulin levels, which is dangerous because when diabetic patients are taking insulin but also have their insulin raised from the inside of their cells, it can cause insulin poisoning.
That's too much.
Yeah, that is really bad. So we are trying to observe the effects and we're trying to see if we can possibly control how insulin is produced using this drug. And we're just going to see what happens from there. All we're doing right now is just analyzing it. For me, the biggest thing is I absolutely love research. I think it's just something that I didn't realize in high school or growing up that I would be able to do.
Mm-hmm.
And coming to college, the opportunities that you kind of get, you look at the big picture and see what kind of project you're a part of. And for me, right now, this project can go as far as helping cure or treat diabetes, all the way to helping to cure cancer, possibly.
Saving lives.
Yes. I think that's such a wonderful thing. And to be doing that at such a young age, and when it's funded by the university, so I don't have to worry about money and I don't have to worry about the time that I'm putting in.
Well, viva you burp.
Definitely. Yeah.
What kind of music do you listen to?
I love a variety of music. I'm everything from K-pop all the way down to rock and roll.
My stepdaughter really likes a band called SHINee.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, they're super good.
Well, I'm Korean, so I've gotten to get used to them. It's a good break from whatever I'm doing in lab. It's just something to take me back to my culture.
Have you been to Korea?
I have, actually. I go every couple years for around 3 months at a time, and I work at hospitals over there volunteering as a translator.
Ray, that's cool.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming to the station.
No problem. Thank you for inviting me.